Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. The last evening of 2015. And tonight's show is about gratitude as day six of the New Year, New Perspective, New You Challenge. And as a new perspective of shifting this idea of gratitude, gratitude as a standalone idea is also an invitation. So I first want to discuss a little bit about gratitude and expand maybe the perception that you have about it, and then go into some exercises, maybe just one or two, of ways of how you can accelerate your peace process or spiritualization process. So gratitude as a standalone idea, as an invitation, serves a few different purposes. Of course, the first is that your mother always told you to say please and thank you, right? I mean, fundamentally is right to give thanks. It's, people make you feel polite and you are socially appropriate in doing so. And gratitude also, of course, fills your heart. It makes your heart feel active. And when you're in a state of gratitude, of course, you're emanating that frequency for those around you, so it's also serving the purpose to be supportive to people that are in your life and to nurture that positive feeling around you. And gratitude is also an invitation. It's a higher level frequency which invites other frequencies to join in being joy and happy and love. So gratitude as an invitation creates a silent perhaps noise in this context. Like an alarm, not in a negative way, in a soft way, where if you hearken into it and tune into it, it will be a doorway for you to invite and understand exactly what you're inviting in, the types of experience that are in the higher evolutional framework for you, that bring forth your higher good experiences. Because you don't have to keep going through hardships in order to learn lessons. Finally you're going to click. You're going to get some lessons. You don't have to stay in a bad relationship or stay in a bad job or, keep with a bad friendship that doesn't serve you. At some point it's all going to end, the bad stuff, and you can hasten that process by incorporating these kind of spiritual principles into your life. So with the noise of gratitude, the listening within yourself for inspired action is what can hearken you forward more readily into your evolution. Because living in a state of gratitude is very important, and there's always plenty to be grateful for. Depending on where you are in your spiritual journey, gratitude can be an extreme tool in coping, a coping mechanism type that, it's part of where you are. You have to appreciate where you are and bring gratitude for what you have, and then you can have other things on a material level. But on a spiritual evolutionary level, due to the noise that you're emitting, it's a signal that you're emitting and the signal goes through the ethos and is going to support your direction. And it's not from a third, I mean, I believe in angels, I believe in other support system that exists, but I also believe in our highest self supporting us. So your inspired action can be, you know, your fifth dimensional self. And so with gratitude, you know, bringing into gratitude for your physical form, and that's the exercise we're going to do at the end of this podcast, which is really nice. So shed the 2015, and if you're into numerology, number 9 is a life path number in some teaching, so I don't know, but I'm looking forward to a new year myself. So in being gracious to your spiritual truth, you're inviting your evolvement. And you can listen then to different things that you should be doing. Should you go to the store now? Should you wait till tomorrow? Should you call the client now? How should you handle that deal? How are you going to approach this project? How should you be as a parent or spouse? And if you have a specific issue to deal with, this is a technique where you use the gratitude in. So you have a question of what to do. Then I'm going to give you an example of how you use gratitude to then listen to inspired action. So the example I'm going to give you is you have to go to the airport. You have to drive to the airport, and you're running a little bit late for a flight. And you have to decide which highway you're going to take. And the difference between the 5 minutes could really be the difference of you getting on this flight or not. So in these kind of instances, you have to build up to being able to do this in really tight situations. So it's advisable to start doing this work on easier, smaller issues of, oh, should I get the bananas or should I not? Or what you would do in an instance of deciding of which route to take and also allowing for the fact that maybe missing the plane would then present you with another opportunity of just, you know, you're starting to just roll with life a little bit more when you're spiritualizing yourself. You see, this is an option and this is an option. And, oh, this must be this way. It kind of resides a little bit in terms of these inconsequential things to your health and safety. You're rushing to the airport, you're getting in the car, and you have to make a quick decision as to which direction to go outside of your house because it will change the highway that you're going to take. Instead of fixating on, you have to rush to make the plane, the flight, drawing into gratitude that you have a ride to get to the airport, that you were able to pay for the flight or your client paid for your flight, and that you're safe to go on the flight, and being in that space of gratitude. So yes, you're finding what it is to be grateful for. And then in the stillness of that feeling, that's when a little nudge can pop up. And that's inspired action. So, you know, gratitude is a very powerful meditative force, too. That's how we can listen through the gratitude. So I want to do an exercise tonight in shedding 2015 graciously, with love, for an appreciation for the lessons that we've learned. And as we gear for 2016, we are hopeful and confident that our spiritualization processes can accelerate so that we can uplift ourselves and those around us that are ready into a higher dimensional experience where peace reigns. And it's the inner peace that begets that reality. So I'm grateful for this platform. Day six. This is really very, very useful, this day six for the gratitude. And to recap, we've gone now through the truth and honesty, through the commitment, through the self-love, through the releasing of others, through gratitude today, and through the faith, not forget that. And this is a very powerful, powerful thing to use. So I hope you found this to be helpful. And day seven is tomorrow, and that would end the first cycle. And I have some other platforms I'm working on. And, you know, if anybody wants to join the next cycle, it will be kind of similar platform of gratis. But I will be doing a separate mastermind with some people that are looking to really accelerate. So definitely reach out on my Facebook page, facebook.com/myheartbreathes, if that's interesting. And I will speak with you in 2016. All the very, very best. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.